There's no comfort for us. So the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, and we may end up reading a verse or two out of the fifth chapter, but God knows where we're at today. He knows what's going on in our life. I may just read the whole fourth chapter right here before we do any preaching. Amen. He said, furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we give you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. That's why I've got to preach against fornication. It's real. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, and in the lust of the concupiscence or the sexual desire, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, and we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us into uncleanness, but into holiness. The eighth verse. He therefore that despiseth not man. I want us to get that. He that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us the Holy Spirit. But in touching brotherly love, ye need not that I have written unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet. Amen. Study to be quiet. Is it a working, brother? You think so? Amen. I'm going to stop right there and hook up. I despise to carry this thing. Turn that off or something. How about that? Is it working? I'm sorry, but this goes to California too, and I want it to get there. 11th verse, and ye study to be quiet. He said, study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commend you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the message is in the 18th verse. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And we look over into the book of Isaiah 40:1, and he said, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And the second verse said, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. And I thought about, it's so hard today, the shape that everybody is in, to get a comforting word from anybody. But it's our duty, and we like to look at the preacher and blame the preacher and find fault with the church. But bless God, if we'll go and search out ourselves, we'll find out that we've got problems. Bless God, the old preacher's got problems of his own, and it's all he can do to stay on top of things, to keep himself straightened out. So there's no way that I can come in here and condemn you. Amen. I'm just one of you. I'm just a nobody. Amen. With the calling of God upon my heart. And I thought about, as we sat around the house this week, and I thought about, glory to God, my first pastor's children. He had three boys and a girl, and last year I did his last daughter's funeral. Amen. And all four of the children were quite a bit younger than me. And I thought about how God had blessed me. And I finally end up in these horrible times that we're living in. I finally ended up crying a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. I got to thinking about how God that loves me and cares so much about me that He'll stop along the way. I'm talking about a God that created heaven and earth. A God that's sitting up there. Oh, infinite God. One that can reach down and destroy anything in His hand. He can stop the waters. Amen. He holds the water in the palm of His hand. He's the big God. He's the one that told the sun where to be. He told the sun to set at a certain time. He told the moon to rise. Amen. He's that God. And I thought about how big is our God. We look at this thing today and we have belittled our God. And I thought about as I was trying to pray, and I was just asking a blessing on a sandwich or something I was eating there, and I got to thinking about the God that will stop, take time out and stop whatever He's doing, amen, and listen to me, amen. Take time out for a little nobody, amen, a little redneck out of Logap, and stop by, amen, glory to God. And I think that He can't take care of my troubles today, amen. He stopped by and listened to me, and the tears, I begin to run down my cheeks. What a great God that I've got that's got time to stop by and wait for me, and I don't have time for anybody else. I don't have time to comfort somebody in the church. I don't have time, glory to God, to witness to somebody. I don't have time, amen, to stop by the road and pick up somebody thumbing along the way. I don't have time to tell somebody about Jesus. Can I tell you the coronavirus and Satan himself has drove us into a cocoon, amen, and there we are. Glory to God, we're not bringing forth no fruit. We're starving people to death. We're starving ourselves to death. Bless God, if we ain't going to go nowhere, where do we go get a haircut for? Amen. If we ain't going to get out in public nowhere, what do we get our hair fixed for? Amen. If we just going to sit at the house, amen, what's wrong with us today? I'm going to tell you there's some things wrong, and we wonder what it is, and we get mad at Preacher Bill, but I'd like to tell you something today. It ain't Preacher Bill. I just read it in the Word of God to you. You're mad at God, amen. You're mad at God. You ain't mad at the preacher and the preacher you listen at on radio or TV, glory to God. We're mad at God. We're aggravating at God that He wants to be first. Amen. And the flesh don't want to put God first. The flesh don't want to recognize God. Why can't we just stop along the way and say that God freely gave it to us? We need to freely give it to somebody else. I'm going to tell you, the altar should be full in the houses of God today. Glory to God. Instead of us running to and fro in every direction, scattered about with our minds, our mind is not stable. Very few of us are spiritual today. It's taking everything I got to stay in shape to even preach, amen. Glory to God. It's just like it. My fingers got sore because I played the guitar a little bit that I hadn't played in a long time since last Wednesday night. But my fingers, I played more. I don't read the Word of God, and I got sore spots everywhere because I ain't measured up to the Word of God, and it's stepping on my toes. It's stepping on my shoulders. It's stepping on my head, and I've got pain everywhere. Glory to God, because I'm not measuring up to the Word, and I'm ill on a hornet. Pain will make you ill, amen. And when you're ill on a hornet, glory to God, instead of taking that John 3:16 and applying it to our life, we just go ahead and get ill, amen. And we're fighting back with everybody we come in contact with. We're fighting with people, glory to God, that we don't even know. And then we're sitting back and listening to the radio and the broadcasting on TV and listening to those hypocritical people that's telling us lies, amen. How they're dying here and they're dying yonder. It's getting worse here and this is going to fix you. Bless God, they need to get saved and then tell me something, honey. We're listening to lost people that's leading us into destruction, and the Word of God will back that up. We're not listening to what the old ignorant preacher's doing. We're not listening to what the preacher's reading out of the Word of God. We're going in the way the flesh wants to go. And we build bigger and bigger and bigger. Glory to God. And we worry a little more and a little more and a little more. I thought about y'all right here with the little bitty youngins. You can protect them now and you can feed them now. Amen. And you can keep them out of trouble right now. But let me tell you something, honey. There's a time coming if Jesus don't come back. They're going to be teenagers. They ain't going to be under your roof. They ain't going to be under your hand. I'm going to tell you, we better be building on faith today. We better be building up an ark of faith in our life when ours are not seen and when they're not around where we're at, that we can pray through and believe that God is going to take care of them. I thought about, amen, a sister Ann there just lost her husband, and I thought about how she depended on June wasn't one of the outstanding, outgoing people, but he took care of a lot of things around the house, didn't he, sis? Amen. He tried, especially since he retired. Amen. And that will be a place that nobody else can take. There'll be things left undone that he done. Can I tell you something today? Your place in the house of God is very, very important. You may not be a big talker. You may not be a big shouter. But your place in the house of God, if it don't comfort nobody else, it comforts me. I find glory to God through the Word of God. How many times Paul come to some of these people and he said, "You comfort me just for your presence." Somebody passed by the country there in Thessalonica and said, "These people are serving God," and they sent it on to Paul. Sometimes they'd go by and say, out of Galatians, as we preached last week, and they'd say, "Paul, they're not living right." And Paul said, "My Lord, have I bestowed my labor in vain? Is not anything happening?" I'm going to tell you, you can tear down the preacher, amen, or you can help build the preacher up. I can tell you something, you can tear down your husband, or you can help build him up. You can tear down your wife, or you can help build her up. I'm going to tell you, them people that don't like you on the job, if you'll just keep praying, eventually they'll have a need in their life and they'll come to you and say, "Will you pray for me? I've got a need in my life." I'm going to tell you something today, honey. Your life, how you live your life, will be an example to somebody. I'm preaching on comfort one another. If I've ever seen a time when America needs comforting, it's the day and the hour that we live. I'm going to tell you, I appreciate all that's out here, everyone that's around. I appreciate those in California. But glory to God, can I tell you something? I need some people that I can see with a hand in the air once in a while. I need some people I can hear with an amen once in a while. I need some people I can see with my natural eyes, with a smile on their face once in a while. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, a piece of cake's good on TV, honey. It looks so good, but bless God, I can't taste it. I just can't taste it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, honey, I need something that I can reach out once in a while and touch. I'm not the strongest a man in the army. I need, glory to God, somebody to comfort me once in a while. I need to be a comfort to somebody else once in a while. If you're down, you're no comfort to nobody. If you get up out of your self-pity, get over your sickness and your soreness, and decide that you're going to be a comfort to somebody, I believe God will use that hand to reach out and help somebody. I believe God will use us to lift somebody up. If we'll only get in the will of God. Amen. I've never seen in my lifetime, and I didn't understand it all before I saved, and I still don't, but I seen in the churches, glory to God, where Satan would come in and try to separate this one and this one. I try to separate preachers and to tear us down and to break it down. And the sinners is seeing this thing. Today, honey, the gossip is the church today. Amen. The gossip in the land is the church today. Talking about what the church is doing and how afraid they are. Some don't see you shouting, but they see that one that's running and hiding. How do you know this, Bill? They've come to me and said, one of our shouters said, "Why ain't he in church no more? Why ain't he shouting no more?" I said, "I don't know, but his seat is empty." Glory to God. His seat is empty. Maybe he's still praising God somewhere in the bushes. I don't know, honey, but we'll cover up for our own self. life instead of lifting up God. We'll cover up our sins. Amen. And God won't bless sin, and you can't get no comfort. Can I tell you, a backslidden Christian has no comfort in their lives today. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Let me go back. First Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, when we beseech you, brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus that ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. So we will abound if we please God. And this said here, Paul said, if you received it of me, we've received it out of the Word of God, that God inspired Paul, and Paul wrote it down, what he wrote to 1 Thessalonians, to the Thessalonians, amen. So we can abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. The fourth verse, every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in the sanctification and the honor. Glory to God. Today we need to know. We need to learn in church. We need to learn from the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you, honey, let me tell you something. Amen. In school, they call the truant officers. Is that what they call them? Amen. If you stayed out of school so long, they'd come to your mom and daddy's house and say, he ain't been to school. I've wrote notes of my own and sent them to school and said, mama done this and daddy done this. But I'm going to tell you, church, we can lay out when we want to. We can come back when we want to. We can run from one church to the other when we want to. Preach it, Bill. We can do anything we want to. It don't matter if the doors are shut on Mount Vernon. We don't have to come here. We can go where we want to. And I'm going to tell you, you can die and go to hell if you want to. Amen. But you can go to heaven if you want to. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to listen to somebody else besides self. We're going to have to listen to God. We can't play on the steps and get the message. We can't play at the fire department and get the message. The Bible tells us plainly to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. That's the Word of God. Amen. I can't make it outside if I can come, because God set it up. I could go to another church this morning, and some wouldn't want me there, but I could go to another church this morning and there'd be three or four people that wasn't afraid of the virus. Used to be a bunch come and say, boy, I'm glad you're here. I hope you're coming to our church. Hey, don't you sing? We'll use you. Don't you play a guitar a little bit? We'll use you. We need you here in this church. Can I tell you, I was going to Fairview and some from Mount Vernon come and said, we need you down at our church. The deacons has went away. Some things has went away. We need you down here. You know what it done to me? It turned me off.
Yeah.
It turned me off. And I remember some left here and they said they wasn't saved no way, but they went up there and got saved. They're in the grave today, and they're still in the same shape.
Amen.
Amen. We've all got our ideas, ain't we?
Right.
Everybody's got our opinion.
Amen.
Neighbor, what I'm preaching on is comfort one another. Have we comforted Miss Betty? You know, it's been, what, 5 years, 4 years since Betty lost her husband. Maybe Betty wasn't maybe a original Logapian. Bless God, she's original Mount Vernon. Since husband passed, she's been here. If she ain't here, she's sick. There's something wrong. Amen. I want to be one of them kind of Christians. If I ain't here, there's something going on. I don't want to be one that hits here and hits over yonder. I want to be one that's stable, steady. Let me go on. Now in the lust of... not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. And the sexual desire in America today is skyrocketing. It's plumb out of this world. He therefore that despise no man but God, who hath given unto us his full Holy Spirit. So we're not despising each other. Hey, some talked about me this week. You know, the preacher ain't going to do everything you want. And to be honest with you, this preacher don't really care whether you like it or not. if I'm doing the best that I can do for my Lord.
Amen.
What I'm trying to tell us today, we don't need to talk if we don't know.
Amen.
Amen. We can talk some stuff and we don't know. We don't know what's happening. But as touching brotherly love, you need that I write unto you. You need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. So we are taught of God. Paul said, there's no point in me writing to you. You're taught of God for you to love one another. I'm preaching on comfort one another. And we jump down in the 11th verse, and he said, and that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we command you. And we look over here, and the definition of quiet is peaceful, gentle, calm, and not agitated. Do you know anybody that ain't agitated today? Amen. We're all just a tad agitated. Not educated, agitated. We're just ready. We got an itchy place. We got a sore spot. We're just ready to go off. We're in worse shape than anybody else. Why is this happening to my house? We're not trusting in God to take care of our every needs. We're not trusting in God. That ye may walk honestly toward them that are without. We need to walk honestly before those that are sinners without. That's what the Lord's saying. And that ye may have lack of nothing. 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. So those that are asleep, we don't need to sorry over those. We don't need to be sorry over those. Let's read what Jeremiah said. He said, when I, which is God, he said, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. And this is God said that in Jeremiah 8 and 18. And you can go back and study it and read it yourself. But he said there, he said, when I try to comfort myself, amen, in sorrow, said my heart is faint within me. And I thought about, as I look at us today, me and our people and our preachers, and as we try to sorrow over what's happening in our land and what's happening in our politics and all that's going on, but our heart is faint within us. And I thought about we're so weak and we're just about down ourselves. And a person that has fainted, glory to God, ain't worth nothing. And with the heart attack, my heart fainted within me and I couldn't function. I couldn't go on. And so what God was saying there, when I look out there and I try to sorrow for these that are in trouble to comfort them, I try to comfort myself and sorrow overtakes me. And he said, I'm faint in my heart. And I thought about today, we have fainted in our heart. We have fainted in our love. We fainted in comforting one another. I thought about, glory to God, we're not standing where God would have us to stand. It broke God's heart. And you go back and read Jeremiah, it broke God's heart. And you can read what he plainly said. He's disappointed in his preachers. He's disappointed in his that wouldn't serve God. Those that are under the calling of God. He said as he went to try to comfort himself, sorrow hit him, amen, for his own sorrows. And his heart was faint within him. And he looked and he said, I sent him and he wouldn't go. I told them what to do and they're in sin. I thought about even Solomon there. I thought about a solemn glory to God, the greatest man, the greatest knowledge of any man that's ever been born or ever will be. But I thought about the sorrow that God went through, and I thought about how God's heart fainted in him when he seen the great man that built the temple and built the palace that he'd done all of these things for, amen, and even took the plans from David, amen, and give them to Solomon to build the temple, and how Solomon turned his back on God and how he let the strange wives take him down a road. And I thought about what's taking us down the road today. Amen. We've tried to find fault with the church. We've tried to find fault. Glory to God. All we're doing is finding fault with God. Can I tell you something? When God comes to comfort Himself, amen, I believe His heart is faint within Him. When He says, I've done everything that I can do for my Christian people. I've done everything I can do for Mount Vernon. I've done all I can do for North Carolina. I died on the cross. My spirit has been with them. I spoke to their hearts. I saved their souls. I give them food on their table and a roof over their head, a car. I give them contact that they can sit down and read the Word of God, have direct contact with me, and every now and then they can feel, well, glory to God, the presence of Almighty God. I've given them everything that I've ever imagined that I could give them. He said, I've never withheld any good thing, and they still won't serve me. They won't lift their hands and give me praise. They won't walk for me. What else can I do? That's what the Word of God said. I believe His heart is faint in Him. He said, I bless that nation. I know without a shadow of a doubt. Amen, baby. I know without a shadow of a doubt. He looked down on Jerusalem, His own people, and He said, why don't you serve me? Why? He said, I'm going to tear you down. I'm going to break down the temples. I'm going to break down the walls. Everything that's been protecting you, I'm going to tear it down, and you're going to end up down in Babylon in bondage under Nebuchadnezzar because you won't serve me. Glory to God. And all the men that were worth anything, the women that were worth anything that had a trade, they took them down there, and all they left in Jerusalem was a few that couldn't do anything, a few that was wore out, a few like me that was about beat to death. Amen. Glory to God. His heart is breaking. I believe from the bottom of my heart, God's heart is faint within Him. I know Jeremiah's heart was broke when he seen the people, and he testified and prophesied to them that they were going to be broken down, the temple tore down, and they were going in bondage, and there wouldn't nobody listen. Jeremiah even said it, that I quit. He said, I give up. I ain't no use of me telling the people. I believe his heart was faint in him. I believe a preacher that cares, or anybody in the church that cares today, it breaks their heart to see the empty pews. Can I tell you something today? Glory to God. God didn't send corona. He allowed the devil to bring corona into our churches. He allowed it to come into America to get our attention and to see how we're going to act by it. How are we going to stand by it? If we're going to let the devil lead us, or are we going to follow God? Think about where we're at today, church. Think about what we're doing. Let me jump over into Zechariah 10 and 2. I need to read. Zechariah 10 and 2 said, for the idols have spoken vanity. Look at this. And you look at your TV. And he said, for the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. They comfort in vain. Therefore, they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. The Lord said, my anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats, for the Lord of hosts has visited the flock of the house of Judah and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. So he will punish us. He will bring it down against us. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. The 14th verse. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. What does it say? It's my job. He said, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. And be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And there's another verse right here. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 17. I want to read it. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Establish your hearts in every... Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work, So he tells us to establish ourselves in the word and the work. We go back to the 14th verse of the 4th chapter and we'll finish up shortly. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And I've seen it, I've watched it over the years, and I have a funeral at least once a month. I have for 2 or 3 years now, and sometimes more. Hope I don't this year. But I've watched people, and people have a husband that pushed them, and they come on to church. And when her husband dies, they quit. Or a wife that passes, and she had kept the husband going, and they quit. I know what I'm talking about. I've watched it. We all need somebody to comfort us. If your spouse aggravates you sometimes and said, let's go on to church, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Children, if your parents aggravate you a little, it's a good thing. Amen. We need the Word of God. And everybody ain't got all this message today. I know that. But have we got this? Comfort one another. Comfort one another. If there's trouble at my house, man, if there's trouble at my house, I'm going to tell you, I need Janet. There's enough trouble in the world. I need some comfort at my house. I need some peace at my house. What is Satan doing, church? Can I tell you, he's got a nagging woman or a nagging husband right here to tear down your spirituality. They're there. They've got there's a child there that's to tear down your spirituality. There's something that runs through your mind, and it has some of you already today. There's something run through your mind that took your mind off of the message. That's Satan's work. He's doing his work. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But he said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So we are that are alive ain't going to prevent them. When the Lord calls those that are children of God, the graves are going to burst open and they're going to be with the Lord. They're going to come out of the ground. And then it said what the Word of God said. I'll read it to you, my friend. And he said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So the sound of an archangel and the trump of God, there's going to be a noise, honey. And when the Lord and Savior, he said he descended, he's going to come down and he's going to holler out loud. Amen. I don't know if he's going to call every name or he's just going to say, children, come home or what. But the graves are going to bust open and we're going to be standing around to see that. And then the Bible said, then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I thought about what an amazing thing it was when the first satellites went up to heaven and how people gathered around the TV and to see it. And some still don't believe they've been to the moon. I don't know and don't really care. But I thought about how they wanted to see how all this happened. But when they're standing around here, glory to God, these that are left, are they going to cry for the rocks to fall on them? Amen. They're going to be sad. They're going to be brokenhearted. These that have walked with God, listen to what I'm saying to you today. These that have walked with God, sat in the church and helped positions in the house of God and helped keep the house of God together and back up on God, I'm going to tell you they're going to be left standing there and then they're going to have to go through the remainder of the tribulation. You can believe that or you can let it go by. It ain't going to be everybody that said, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Honey, when we turn our back on God, it's going to hurt. We're going to pay. We're going to be broken. Our pride is going to be gone. We're going to be scrambling to take care of self. We're not going to be able to comfort one another. I thought it's going to be one of the awfulest times that's ever been read about or ever been prophesied about. Of the people that are left here on earth when Jesus comes get back and gets his saints out of the grave. And then the saints that are remaining will be caught up. And he said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can I tell you, everybody that we call a saint today ain't a saint. Amen. Can I tell you, everybody that we think's the great Christian today ain't the great Christian that we think they are. But glory to God, those whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we're doing everything we can to serve God. We're not afraid to step out and comfort one another. We're not afraid to help one another. We're not afraid to tell the truth, glory to God, that we zero, absolutely nothing. With no education, I have nothing going for me but the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. If I had every bank in town full of money, it ain't worth a plug nickel. Glory to God. If I can't buy nothing for it, I need to trust in Jesus today to keep Corona off of me, to keep my heart in place. I'm trusting Jesus. He's going to work on this church. He's going to work on this church. There may be some separation, but the devil ain't going to tear it down today. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to stand. The devil has tried every angle to bring in confusion. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to fill up the hedge and fill up the gap and stand where God wants me to stand. If I got friends, I got friends. If I got enemies, I got enemies. I'm going to pray through, glory to God, that we can see some more souls saved. I don't know what about you all, but my children need to be in church. My grandchildren need to be in church. I got kin folks needs to be in the house of God. So I'm saying today, Satan, you can't shut the church doors. God opened them, amen, and no man can shut it. I say, praise the Lord. Butch, get us a song. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, I done got my eyes set on losing gravitation. I just feel it already every now and then. I used to when I was younger, I could jump about that high, and I could just feel losing gravitation and heading out to glory. And that's coming one of these days, whether I'm old or whether I'm young. I will mention this to you. Amen means the same thing that it did before Corona. You can hold it in if you want to. Amen. Amen's the truth. Amen's the truth. If you need to be saved, you know where you're at. You know for sure if you're going to be caught up in the rapture, if you're going to be left here. Then we which are alive and remain and be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Those that are ready to meet God, the sound of God, the voice of an archangel, the trump of God. I'm preaching on comfort one another. You know, Miss Ann needs more comfort today than she's needed in a while. And because the crowd's going to dodge away and be gone, she's going to need more comfort. I don't know what about you all, but it's a crying shame. I just told you that I do at least a funeral a month. It's a crying shame how few people come to funerals anymore. I can't comfort the dead. They're dead. You know, a phone call to the sick once in a while will be all right. And I got news for you. The preacher ain't going to call everybody. You call them. My mama would call. She said, I got a lemon pie I'm going to bring by. Half the people in town talked about mama. But she'd take you on the lemon pie. Think about it. I ain't had nothing diagnosed on me no worse than quarantine. Yeah. Have y'all? Me and Janet talked to a lady we ain't never seen. 30 minutes, might have been longer. In Elkin, Thursday, right before I was quarantined. She took her tray and emptied it. She wasn't in work there. She was 80 years old. She said, do you want some coffee? I said, why, yeah. She went and got me coffee. She said, you got the prettiest hair. I wish mine was like that. She comforted me. I don't know her name. Forgot it if she'd have told me. I do know her name, Linda. That's what she said. I'm talking about you can comfort somebody you don't know. And I don't call everybody. I'm sorry on the telephone. I promise you I'm sorry on it. Jackie Depp was one of the best on the telephone of any pastor we ever had. But there ain't nothing like a call for me when I'm sick. I had my hip surgery, and here come little bitty Roger Golden with a 50-pound watermelon. I said, I'll get up to eat some of that. Your friends is worth any money can't buy them. Amen. Money can't buy them. That's what I'm trying to get across. Comfort one another. You ain't mad at me, you're mad at God. What if somebody got saved in California and there we ended up in heaven and they run up and said, Bill, I heard you preach. Didn't know you, but now I know you. Thank you. Well, I might shout around the throne a little bit. We need to come back and start loving one another and Satan can't get in. If you're going to let Satan have your seat, we're going to give it to somebody else. Ooh, that hurt. If you ain't right with God, stand. Get right with God. Stand, if you will. Stand.
368 that you are right with God.
Hey, like what?